Christopher Ratter recently took his 7-year-old son, Leo, to a Detroit Tigers game. Leo wanted some lemonade. When Mr. Ratter asked for lemonade at a concession stand, he was handed a bottle of something called Mike's Hard Lemonade. Mr. Ratter says he didn't know that hard means alcoholic. Mr. Ratter is a professor of archaeology at the University of Michigan, an expert on Greek urbanism and the archaeology of Asia Minor, not ballpark beverages. Mike's Hard Lemonade is spiked with 5% alcohol. Though that fact appears in such small letters on the bottle, the words on a shard from an ancient Greek pot might be easier to read. "I'd never drunk it, never purchased it, never heard of it," Professor Ratta told the Detroit News, "and it's certainly not what I expected when I ordered a lemonade for my 7-year-old. The $7 price might have been a tip, but the price of everything in a ballpark is ludicrous, from a bag of peanuts to the pay of the first baseman. A ballpark security guard noticed young Leo Ratta sipping from the bottle. He was whisked by ambulance to Children's Hospital, where doctors actually found no trace of alcohol in his blood. Children are blessed with rapid metabolism. Doctors cleared him to go home with his father. But instead, police officers put Leo Ratta into a Wayne County Child Protective Services foster home. They said they hated to do it, but had to follow procedure. County bureaucrats said they would like to let Leo go home, but they had to follow procedure. After 3 days, a juvenile court judge ruled that the little boy could come home to his mother, but only if his father moved into a hotel. A judge said he hated to do it, but he had to follow procedure. The case has now been dismissed, and the Ratta family is together, but only after 2 weeks of anxiety, separation, and humiliation. At each step, informed and responsible officials, police officers, social workers, and judges said they hated to do what they did, but had to obey procedures. Procedures are usually what people, from bureaucrats to corporate CEOs, cite when they fear to take responsibility for an independent decision. Decisions can be criticized and second-guessed. Procedures may be dumb, but they spare you from thinking or being criticized from the consequences of your own judgment. And to be fair, procedures are often imposed because previous officials have been lax and let a child go back to an abusive household. A story like this usually doesn't get much coverage on NPR, where we try to analyze policy implications. But you might remember what happened to the Ratta family the next time a poll discloses that the American people distrust bureaucracies, public or private, whether they run schools, airlines, or healthcare systems. They abide by procedures, not people. They take lemons and just make a mess.
I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. Yes, I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. Ain't seen one yet, but heard a few of them was made. Now, Scotch costs lots of money. And rye is costly, too.
Willis Jackson. This is NPR News.